Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So hopefully you've been taking time to get unplugged. So today we will be talking about creative leadership, brushing beyond borders. So what does creativity mean? What does creativity mean to you when you think of the word creative, the word creativity? The word creating, what does it mean to you? It can mean different things to different people. In general, based on the dictionaries that are out there, it's relating to or involving the use of the imagination or original ideas to creating something. It results from originality of your thoughts, your expressions. What we see, what you see out here in the world today, what you see in front of you, a mirror, what you see beside you, a computer mouse, what you see in front of you, your cell phone, what you see below you, the chair that you're sitting on, the sidewalk you're sitting on, wherever you're at, if you're walking on a treadmill, just about everything you see out there originated from the mind. And so, you look at pencils, you look at the homes that are created, you look at the automobile industry and all these different cell phones that are out there, all of these things came from the mind. Imagine your mind, it's like a birthing center for ideas and solutions. It all originates from your mind. And yes, you may look elsewhere and say, hey, there's an idea, or hey, that gives me an idea. But that was a spark when you're talking with others and you're like, wow, you gave me an idea. That idea originated in your mind. That person, their conversation, that object you saw, that television show you saw, the music you were listening to was the spark, that trigger. The thought was already in your mind. And if you want to expand on your creativity, those original ideas that are in your mind, that imagination, that originality, try getting involved in different activities. A common one is photography. Try photography. You might say, oh, I don't know how to take pictures. Use your cell phone. Practice. Get out there. Take the initiative. Take action. You want to enhance your ability to generate ideas. It's kind of like when you're doing those Sudoku, you're doing crossword puzzles, stuff like that, that's helping you with your mind, your memory, those memory games, all that stuff. But in this aspect, you're working on your creativity, generating ideas. If you go out there, take pictures, take videos, take them from different angles, take them close up, take them from far away. If you're in your room right now, or if you're in the gym, wherever you're listening to this podcast, take pictures of the treadmill close up. Take it from a distance. Take pictures of pencils that are in front of you, of just the eraser, of just the lead. Take the whole picture of the whole pencil. Take videos of it. Mix up that video of that pencil with the treadmill. It doesn't have to make sense initially, but put things together that maybe don't go together. This is all just practice into getting you to frame your thought process, to frame your mind, to spark that creativity, all those ideas, all those solutions that are stored and locked away inside your mind, in that mind palace. Try painting. You might say, I'm not artistic, I'm not good at painting. Try drawing. Get out there and just get some, you go to the local store and just get some simple paints. It don't have to be the expensive ones, but just get started and look at different things and just practice painting different with different colors, different types of paint brushes, with drawing. Just get a pencil, a pen, just practice drawing it. Even if it doesn't come out and look like much, it's the practice, it's the getting that mind going. And you never know when that spark will come. Writing, oh, I'm not a good writer. I can't be like Stephen King. I can't be like Dean Koontz, Patricia Cromwell, or those other hundreds and thousands of writers that are out there. I can't write a business book. I can't do this. I'm not a writer. Just get to writing. Remember your days in school when you were writing. Remember your days in college when you were writing. At work, you write. Write sentences, write a story that doesn't even make sense. Just put it together and look back and read it and rephrase things, reword things, realign things. It's about generating, sparking, practicing, putting that into motion. It's taking action. Play an instrument. I've never been musical. I can't play a note, a tune. Play it, and you can go down to the music stores, and some of them rent. You can rent out an instrument. Or if you have a kid or a friend or a relative that plays music, see if they'll let you play their guitar or play their piano. And it's just getting practicing, 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 and try it. Mix photography with painting, with drawing, with writing. Take pictures of your paintings, take pictures of your drawings, take pictures of your writing, videotape yourself playing an instrument. Mix it all around. Try drawing that instrument. Try drawing your phone. Try writing about your photography attempts. Try singing. If you can't, oh, I can't sing. I know I can't sing. I can't throw a tune. But I gave it a try. And so if you go to my Instagram or my Twitter accounts, you'll see I posted a video called Leadership Funk. And yeah, I can't sing. Yeah, I can't. But what I did is I just got an idea sparked from somebody. And I just said, oh, there's an idea. And I just started looking for different songs and looked at the titles and who sung them. And I just put together a tidbit song based about leadership, based on from the titles of songs, and put it all together and put it out there. And so what if people criticize it? But I'm generating, I'm getting out there, I'm sparking ideas, I'm looking, and you don't know where that's going to lead to. You don't know what can become of it. It might be nothing. But you never know. If you just leave those thoughts there, if you go nowhere with it, if you don't take action on it, that creativity will be stagnant. And it'll end up in the grave someday, unfulfilled, nothing done with, and that part of your legacy won't live on. Try journaling, take a pottery class. Some adult schools in the city or community college, or go online and look for pottery classes and learn how to mold and shape things from your hand like a potter. That'll help you generate ideas. Take initiative to partake in activities that will spark your mind and creativity. Man, imagine how many minds are out there. If this world has billions of people, imagine all the minds that are out there with all the creativity waiting to be birthed. And you gotta go beyond the borders. It's not just about generating creativity, generating ideas and solutions. It's also about asking questions about what you're thinking about, all that you see. And you start asking questions that lead to other questions, when you're doing all that photography, when you're doing those paintings and drawings and singing and playing those instruments, all those different things that you're doing, that sculpting and all that stuff, then you start asking questions. What if I did it this way? What if I sculpted it this way? What if I drew it in that angle? What if I darkened up on the paint colors? What if I played the notes in a different way? How would it sound? You start asking questions. All of this ties together. You start looking at different perspectives, different angles. You know, leadership, and I've mentioned this before in some previous podcasts, that leadership 101 foundation is great. It's good, but it's merely a launching pad. You know, all the fundamentals are great and important to know, but creativity, we live in a time where there's so much opportunity out there with social media avenues of communication to be creative with your leadership. And not just your leadership, in your personal lives too. There's times I get stuck with creativity. There's times where I get stuck and have like this blank stare or like just this brain lock, like where do I go? And I'm sure we've all come across that. Even the greatest creatives out there sometimes will have a writer's block or will have a painter's block or drawer's block where they like, well, what do I draw now? Or how do I, but they find a way and work through it. They find that spark. They find those questions to ask and get together with other people that are creative, that generate ideas. There's so many creative people in all aspects, all sectors of the society, of the different businesses, education systems, religious systems, all over. You can look at kids, look at kid shows with your kids. You can generate ideas from that. The mind of a child. Imagine the imagination of the mind of the child. And as adults, it seems that we lose our way from that. But it's still there. And what I meant in the title by brushing beyond borders, what that means is, you know, as a kid, we're often taught to color, to paint within the lines of the color book. And they're trying to get us to, and even us as parents, we try to get our kids to be within the lines. And this is how you color, and you use this color. How about that color? But often I would, with my kids, I would just have them use different colors and just be creative, make things not the normal brown, black, blue, red, use different colors and try different things. So every now and then it's good to go outside those lines, create something new, maybe add a different tail to the rabbit, add a different angle of that rabbit's ear, or create, and then you don't know where that's going to lead to, and maybe you might get an idea, oh, so I moved the rabbit's ear this way, maybe I could put a hat on top of the rabbit with some ear holes. I just thought of this now. So brush beyond the borders, brush beyond and paint beyond, draw beyond, write beyond, sculpt beyond what is typically the common norm within that bell curve. Be an outlier. Go beyond and look at things differently. Don't be afraid to take that risk to say, oh, well, if I go that route, then it's not going to look good. It might look ugly. Go for it. Make those drawings outside, beyond the borders, because that's where the ideas can truly be generated. That's where the creativity can truly be generated, by going beyond those borders. See where it leads. See how it turns out. Explore, like I mentioned earlier, with those cameras, explore with your cell phones, with those paintings. let's go back to the, as you know, many of us, most of us have cell phones. Kids have cell phones, adults have cell phones, senior citizens have cell phones, everyone generational has cell phones these days. Use your camera that's on there. Go out and explore in your backyard with the flowers, with the bushes that are out there. Go explore with what's around you within your room, within your hotel room, within your travels, within your automobile. Just don't drive and do that. You know, wherever you're at, close up, far away, and then go back and revisit them at a later time. Maybe upload them to your laptop or your iPad, whatever it may be you may have, and look at it from different angles, slow it up, speed it up, change the filters on it. You know, most phones these days, you can change the filters, black and white it, change the green, reds, blues on it, use vignettes, contrast, all the, just play around with it, explore it, don't be afraid to, you know, as long as if you want to keep that original intact. So there's different apps out there that you could download to try exploring with photography, with videos, even painting and drawing. You know, get a scratch paper out, get some paper and pencils and pens, and just get to drawing, get to painting. Don't be afraid to draw outside. You know, there's even people that do body art, that draw on their hands, that draw on their arms, and it's body art, and then they just wash it off and try something else. So all of these things can help you as a leader to be creative, to generate those thoughts. You know, a creative leader will look within themselves for creativity, for those original ideas, for those solutions, with some assistance from outside entities, like looking in nature, looking at what's around them, their surroundings, even listening to music, listening to sounds, listening to the sounds of nature, just closing your eyes and listening to where you're at, your surroundings. There's this thing called 3-minute mindfulness, and this can help you. 3-minute mindfulness, some of you may know that it helps you to relax and to kind of, so let's do it this way. The first minute, what you would do with the 3-minute mindfulness is you'll have your eyes closed and you're focused on your surroundings, and you're listening to all the noise that's around you for that first minute. Every beep, every person talking, every, if there's animals, cats meowing, dogs barking, if you're inside a store, all the people talking, all the hustle and bustling that's going around, the cash registers going off, you listen to all that noise for the first minute. The second minute, you focus on how your body is feeling. You focus on where your body hurts, where your body's sore, how your body is feeling. Do you have aches, pains? And you focus on all of that. Just on that, how your body is. Is it tired? Is it relaxed? How is it? And then on the third minute, you will be focusing on your breathing. Just focus on your breathing. And if you start getting drifting into distraction, into the sounds around you or your how your body's feeling, just regroup and go back to focusing on your breathing. Take those deep breaths in and out, those full breaths, and focus on your breathing. And so the reason I brought up this 3-minute mindfulness, anybody can use this anywhere. Just don't do it when you're driving, because if you're truly into it and it can help you relax and be calm, some people have been known to get sleepy and use it to help them fall asleep. And you can Google, look up 3-minute mindfulness. There's slight variations on it. So, but the reason I bring that up is when you're As a creative leader, you're looking for some assistance from outside entities for creativity, for ideas, for solutions. Focus on all the distractions that are around, all the sounds, all the things that you see, you hear, and then do it with your eyes closed. If you're in that, if you have the opportunity, do it with your eyes closed. And then after that, write down some of the things you've heard, some of the things you've seen. You could do it both with your eyes closed and eyes open so you can get the full scope of it. Write it all down, because you never know where those ideas will come from. And then, you know, if you want to go those extra 2 minutes for yourself, hey, do that. And you never know, that relaxation, those 3 minutes can help you spark ideas. A creative leader will facilitate the team that they lead to generate ideas, solutions, allow creativity to flow within the teams that you lead. That's important because you want your teams to be involved, to be a part of it, for them to generate. And yes, you'll facilitate, you'll have, and you might even come up with some solutions and ideas yourself from your team. And you might, it's up to you, but sometimes you might want to hold back from revealing. And it's not saying you're keeping stuff from them, but you're kind of holding back a little from the ideas, from the solutions you have, to allow your team to come together to work. And then, you know, if they're get stuck in the process, then you step in a little more. And you guide them and facilitate, and then you step back. And if it comes where you feel, hey, here's some ideas, and give them the idea, share it with them that you came up with based on what they discussed or shared with you, and then they can run with it. They can be creative with those ideas and shape them, mold them, and brush outside that border. So a creative leader will draw, paint, color, be artistic outside the lines of the general construct. And this just means just getting out there and taking those calculated risks and just taking action. And I'm not talking about in this instance on there's policies and procedures in your businesses, the companies you run, and the teams you lead, you want some general structure. I'm not saying break all the rules and all this stuff. There may be a time and place for certain of those things, and that's a whole nother topic about bending rules, breaking rules, how far do you go, all that stuff. But in this aspect, I'm talking about just when those ideas come, when you're looking for ideas, solutions, start looking in places that you generally wouldn't, outside the norms that a lot of people look at, and just circle the wagons on those areas. Those great ideas, those solutions, that creativity is going to be outside the borders. So get to drawing outside the borders. Get to doing all of that. So hopefully today helped you look at creativity as a leader, and this is a brief overview on how to spark and where to look, and that as a leader that you'll work with your teams to facilitate that creativity to flow. And there's different avenues of creativity we could go down and focus on. This is just an overview of it to get you started, to get things going, generated, and flowing. So remember, you have value, you matter, and no one can take that away from you. No one can take your mind away from you. No one can take that creativity that is within you, those ideas, those solutions, all of that's within you. And fear sometimes will come. and get a grip of your mind palace, will get a grip of you and say, what if I share all of these and they reject them? What if I share these and they don't think they're good ideas? They don't think I'm creative. Overcome fear. Yes, fear will come, but overcome it. So what if they criticize or turn down your ideas? If we keep it all in, we will never know if those ideas would have gone anywhere. What opportunities await for you as a leader, for your teams, for your business, for the growth, for the development, for those outcomes that you seek, for that vision that you have, for the mission that your team is on, for those goals that you're striving for, all of those. But don't keep all of those ideas, all of those creativities, all that creative process within you. Share it, explore it, and do great things with it. So until next time, take care.